People in the earthquake zone have become used to aftershocks, but the deputy administrator of Hela province in the Highlands, Pius Pape, says this tremor felt like the disaster was happening again.
I was on the ground and, I was shaken up and it was as bad as the last earthquake.
Many people living near the epicentre of February's devastating earthquake have fled to larger villages on ridges in the hope of avoiding being buried in landslides. But PNG's emergency controller, Bill Hamblin, says the new quake could have caused serious damage in those places.
Some of those remote areas could easily be fatalities in those areas as a result of that earthquake, because some of the ridges may have slipped away further. There were some villages precariously placed on the top of these ridges where the landslides had occurred, and certainly they could have gone over the edge with another earthquake there.
Authorities haven't been able to contact people in those villages since the new tremor and will have to wait until teams can be sent there by helicopter. Dr. Hamblin says if the latest quake caused more landslides, they'll exacerbate the problem of water pollution that's now affecting hundreds of thousands of people. The waterways from the quake zone flow into the Fly River, one of Papua New Guinea's largest and most important river systems.
We flew over that the other day, and it's full of mud. It's like a mud pie. It's just so thick of mud. This will just increase that still and continue it. As a result of that, there's no oxygen in the river, and all the fish, crocodiles, turtles, etc. are dying in that river.
Another huge problem confronting PNG authorities is increasing violence and lawlessness in the earthquake zone. At least 12 people have been killed in tribal fighting in the town of Tari in the past week, and health workers have been evacuated from the provincial hospital where survivors of the violence were being treated. The hospital is now being guarded by soldiers, and a Defence Force medical team is going in this week to keep it running. The violence is also affecting other relief efforts. The United Nations resident coordinator in PNG, Gianluca Rampola, says a UN worker was injured when an aid convoy was attacked in the Southern Highlands on Saturday.
They got blocked on the street by a mob, and their convoy that was escorted by both police and the PNG Defence Force was attacked with stones and machetes. And one UNICEF staff was slightly injured, wounded at his head.
Mr. Rampola says most aid workers have been forced to leave areas closest to the quake epicentre because of the violence. He says the latest quake is a further complication for relief agencies who are already struggling with many problems in the disaster zone.
The trauma is still big, and this is making things only worse. It might have an impact on continued displacement while we were hoping that we would be able to start bringing communities back to their villages. And again, this is compounded by the security situation that doesn't allow us to actually operate.